And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Corey Crow. Two suspects have been arrested in connection to a shooting that occurred on Renwick Street near Carroll High School October 21st. That shooting claimed the life of a 14-year-old boy and injured three others. The first suspect was a 17-year-old male juvenile who was charged with multiple offenses, including second-degree murder, criminal conspiracy, two counts of carrying a weapon on school property, aggravated assault with a firearm, and possession of a handgun by a juvenile. The second suspect, 19-year-old Joshua L. Smiley of Rayville, Louisiana, has been charged with aggravated assault with a firearm, two counts of carrying a firearm or dangerous weapon on school property or at a school-sponsored function, criminal conspiracy, and second-degree murder. Smiley's bond has been set at $2,100,000. He's scheduled to appear in court tomorrow. St. Francis Medical Center has opened an obstetrical emergency department providing the highest level of newborn ICU care in Northeast Louisiana. The department opening is something that will be manned 24/7 with OBGYN providers. The department would cater to pregnant women with concerns after 20 weeks and postpartum care for up to 6 weeks. The Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries Commission meets today to establish regulations for the return of black bear hunting season. Monroe Senator Stuart Cathy believes the commission will initially introduce a limited 2024 hunting season.
Which I think is probably smart, just to make sure that we get all the kinks out and make sure we do this responsibly. And then to see it continue to grow, I think it's a step in the right direction.
The increasing black bear population inspired Cathy to introduce legislation for the season's return. After years of helping preserve the species, he says now they have become a nuisance.
The bear has no predator in the wild, so there's nothing for it to be afraid of. And so that just tends to create problems for landowners and hunters or just people trying to enjoy the outdoors.
Cathy credits hunters and fishermen as being the best conservationists when the American alligator population in Louisiana was almost extinct. He credits responsible outdoorsmen in the state of Louisiana.
Through responsible measures, responsible practices, we've certainly seen the alligator thrive. Same thing with the wild turkey.
LDWF says black bears in Tensaw make up more than half of the state of Louisiana's population. That meeting is set to begin at 9:30 this morning.